Ya Allah, ya Allah. 5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, cold, snowy Tuesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, it's the 22nd of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum to you, Mawlana Arafat, and jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, verses 63, 64, and 65. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is posing rhetorical questions. O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, call yourself whatever you want to, but you need to wonder, ponder, reflect in the message of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who created me and you and created the entire universe. So He, Almighty Allah, states, chapter 27, verse 63, أَمَّنْ يَهَدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. So who is there to guide you in the darknesses of the land or in the ocean? We know that it's so cold now, and sometimes it's overcast. It becomes so dark, or you have load shedding. We don't even know where we are walking, and we're groping in the darkness. So who is giving us that guidance? Only He, Almighty Allah. Ask the people in the marine life, and ask the people who are on the ocean. Till today, they use the stars. Till today, they use the natural things which Almighty Allah created. Because sometimes their gadgets will freeze. Sometimes you will see the boat and the ship will implode. We all know what happened to those people who went looking for the Titanic. They blew to pieces. So that is Almighty Allah. ظلمات البر والبحر, in the darknesses of the land or in the ocean. وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And who is there sending the winds for you as a bushra, and that is as a glad tidings for the farmers. How they are smiling with glee, how they are smiling with happiness. Now the rains are coming, now the winds are blowing. بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And that is before the mercy of Almighty Allah descends. The mercy refers to the droplets and the rain. So all this a manifestation. Qudrat ka karishma, manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Ilahumma Allah. Are there any deities with Allah? Are there any semi-gods, demigods with Allah? Who can bring rain? Who can send the wind? Who can guide us in the darkness? Who can guide us in the light and brightness? Only Almighty Allah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, is one alone and unique. He has no parents, no associates, no partners, no children. That is Almighty Allah, and we Muslims are the only people on the face of the earth who are practicing on true monotheism. And remember, the others, they try and say that, but when we ask them few questions, then they are left, they are perplexed. تَعَالَى اللَّهُ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. And what people are ascribing, associating to him, the idol worshippers in Makkah used to say at that time, that the malaika, the angels, are banatullah, they are the daughters of Allah, Allah forbid. The Christians till today say, Jesus is the son of Almighty Allah, God, Allah forbid. You find that people today ascribe and associate so many things to Almighty Allah. Go to India and just see the idols. Ta'alallah, Allah is exalted. Allah transcends whatever they are ascribing, associating to him, Almighty Allah. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ. And who created the entire universe the first time? Who is the originator of it? Only him, Almighty Allah. ثُمَّ, thereafter, subsequently, يُعِيدُهُ, he will resurrect it. We will die, creation will die, everybody will perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah. Everybody, everything is makhluk, is creation. We have a starting and an ending. The Khaliq, the creator alone, Almighty Allah, is abadi, azali. He was, he is, he always will be. Then he will resurrect us. Who can do all that? Who can give life? Who can give death? وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And who is nourishing you, sustaining you from the heavens and the skies, the rain and so forth? وَالْأَرْضِ. Yesterday there was snow here in Johannesburg, and people were elated, delighted, some of them first time in their life they saw snow. وَالْأَرْضِ. And you look at your fruits, your vegetation, your farms, and all that coming from the land and the sand. So who is doing all this? One rain comes, but you see the collide the scope of the colors of the flora and the fauna, the fruit and the vegetable, the size is different, the taste is different, and the shape is different, everything different. Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Ilahum Allah. Are there any deities, demigods, semigods with Allah? Definitely no. قُلْ سَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُصْطَفَى حَبِيبَنَا صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Address them. هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Bring your proof. Bring your evidence. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. Nobody can bring evidence till today. They tell us about the Darwin theory. Their forefathers were chimpanzees and monkeys and what then what. It's still a theory. Nobody can say it's a fact because it has been debunked by so many scientists and people. And for us as Muslims to believe in it, remember, is kufr and blasphemy. قُلْ سَيُّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُصْطَفَى حَبِيبَنَا صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبِ. That no one knows about whatever, whoever in the skies, in the heavens, in the celestial creation, وَالْأَرْضِ, and the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand in the world, the غَيْبِ, all the unseen, only Almighty Allah knows. In creation, Almighty Allah gave the most knowledge to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah Jalla wala is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. And he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given the most of Ilmul Ghayb. Tilka min Amba il Ghaybi Nuhiha ilayk. We gave you the knowledge of the unseen, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you also did not know about it before. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught you and gave you this knowledge as enshrined in the noble Quran. So we must be very clear on all these issues here. So what we must read, always read the Quran Sharif, and there you will find that what we must believe in and what we must not believe in. So you go to Surah 11, and that is Surah to Hud, and see what Almighty Allah states. Tilka min amba الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. This information and news of the unseen, we send the wahi revelation to you. Ma kunta ta'alamu wa anta yu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know about it initially. Wala qawmuka and know your people min qabli hadha before this. The story of Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, chapter 71. The story, event, incident of Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, chapter 14. The story of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, chapter 12. So that is ilmul ghaib given to the master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Illallah, who has all the knowledge? Only Almighty Allah. And these non-Muslims, wama yashurun, they do not want to understand, ayyana yub'athun, when they will be resurrected for reckoning and accountability on the day of justice, yawm al-hisab, yawm al-deen, the day of reckoning and the day of justice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world. No. Local, national, international and global with the news, views and interviews. Big problems in Israel today, nationwide, they're going to be protests and so forth because the Knesset passed the first part of it already last night, yesterday, and they want that the parliamentarians can overrule the Supreme Court and so forth, judicial reform, because BB, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal and the warmonger, remember, he's on corruption charges, so he doesn't want to go to trunk and prison and jail, so now he's trying the backdoor business, but the Israelis, the Jutlas are not buying it, and you will see big problems today, inshallah, in Israel. Allahumma shaddid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. They told the world media, IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, every one of the 12 they murdered and martyred and killed in Jenin had weapons with him. Well, BBC and other international news are carrying the article, a Palestinian 16 years old or 17 years old. So let's say 17 years old. He's walking, going to donate blood, and the Israeli Defense Force, the sniper, he puts a bullet through his heart or through his head or through him, martyrs him, murders him, and remember they say, weapons, where's the weapon? Everything is showing on the video. You must remember he was totally unharmed. Therefore, we say that the Jutlas Haramis, they are the murderers of prophets and messengers. They are the murderers of babies and children, the baby killers. They are the murderers of civilians and so forth. And the whole world now, world opinion is turning against them. A guy like Biden also says, is criticizing some of the ministers. Can you believe that? So that is what is happening now. The president of Israel, he says that the burning of the Quran there in Sweden, not right, he condemned it. He say what the settlers are doing there in Israel to the Christians is a disgrace. So my question to you, President Herzog, you're supposed to be an honorable man, but you're a disgrace to your nation and to yourself. So why don't you condemn the settlers for desecrating the Quran in Israel, in occupied Palestine? They stamp on it, they burn it, they tear out the pages and all that. Go look at all the videos and see. And you must remember that you say it's a disgrace what they are doing to the Christians. Is it not a disgrace what you, your Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists are doing for the past 75 years? So let us be honest about these issues. India, next one, both our enemies, Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, Hindus. We never ever said every Hindu or every Jew. We say majority of them, and you look at India and look at Israel, and see vis-a-vis their treatment of Muslims. Muslims. They treat them as third class, fourth class, fifth class citizens. India, the monsoon rains are running havoc there. The dams are overflowing and the banks are bursting. More than 40 people dead. This is a punishment for India. For him, Modi, the person who's a butcher of Gujarat, we can call him a war criminal also. And you must remember that for him, Yogi, there in Delhi, and the floods are still coming more and more. They receive rain in the past 36, 40 hours, what they get in 1 month. So that is Allah ki lati be awaz. The news is breaking. The RSS is the military wing of the BJP. They were supporting, funding Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is a Congress person there. So he, she, whatever it is, because today we don't know transgender which side of the fence they are. So you must remember that they wanted she or he must carry the Indian agenda in America, but they got exposed. Go read it. France. The ombudsman in France says that this is their report. If you are an Arab in France, if you're an African in France, then the chances are the police in Paris, in Marseille, and other places, Lyon, they will then stop you and they will interrogate you. 20 times more the chances are for you, African and Arab, compared to a white person. So that is the apartheid and their racist policy there. Therefore, we have no sympathy for these whites and all of them. You must remember, they want their white hegemony. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them, the Hitler of Europe, and that is Macron. Tunisia, another murtad harami there. Case Saeed, 17,000 teachers are not paid there because he's a pakka murtad. You in Tunisia, go to the streets and protest and topple him, you must remember. They all are just controlled by the West and so forth. In Israel, already some protest started last night and they are arresting them and so forth. Listen to the next story. It's nothing to do with justice and the holy war. It's all to do with the oily war. So now Nigeria has got so many oil wells and reservoirs. So Cameroon got some of their agents and some of their cronies. So they stole millions of liters and so forth. But the Nigerians intercepted it. And now they're going to throw everything away to teach them a lesson that you won't get 1 liter also. So that is how. And now the Cameroonians can't pull it off. There must be some Western force behind them to destabilize. That is what they do, divide and rule. BB and Sarah, Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists. Listen what your newspaper got, the cartoon. They got BB and they got Sarah, and they are telling the protesters, let Israel burn, let the country burn. And that is the cartoon in your Haaretz. You see, as long as we stay out of jail, then you can burn and go and so forth. Imagine that is what your paper is saying. Biden, now listen to this one. The Western media is telling you that NATO is winning, and they are telling you that Europe is winning and America is winning against Russia. Putin says, come, I show you. Putin is putting them and giving them a thrashing of their lives, just like Taliban gave them. Biden admitted on CNN, U.S. forces are running low on artillery shells. Can you believe that? America, superpower, they call themselves, they couldn't beat Taliban with 47 other countries. Our Taliban, Mujahideen, gave them a thrashing, whooping of their lives. They'll never come back again. Now they can't take on even Russia. All this coalition, and they are running low on artillery shells. Biden swearing his staff with FNBs and all that, all recorded. So remember, Biden has gone nuts and his underpants, not only underpants, his nappies are also getting soiled now. Turkey, so now Erdogan plays another trump card. He say, okay, let us bring in Sweden in NATO. But you guys have to admit us, Turkey, in the European Union also. So all horse trading going on there in Turkey. So that is what is happening, you must remember. Now, yeah, in South Africa. You know, what they told us yesterday, day for yesterday, that today, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock for 58 hours. You won't get water and so forth and so on. So yesterday we received another notice from the water board and say, no, something to do with their valves and Allah what and what. So now it will start on Thursday night. I wonder if their own valves are working, these guys. I think their own valves are jammed up, you know, understood. So our South Africa, you know, it's a comedy show, man, South Africa. We got the trapeze artists in Parliament. Crazy guys. Listen to the next one. So now these guys who were assaulted by Matashile, you know, his bodyguards and so forth, they suspended and all that. Do you know, to keep this blue blight brigade and this VIPs, you must remember to give guards to them and security to them. You know how much it's costing South Africa per year? 3.4 billion rand. I repeat, 3.4 billion rand. Can you believe that? Now, the lawyer for these guys who were attacked and hit and so forth and assaulted, he's going to sue the Minister of Police and all these guys 1 million rand. I wonder, how can you sue them 1 million rand? If I was a lawyer, I would sue them 20 million rand or 10 million rand. 1 million is nothing, you must remember. So I'm very surprised with that amount, the 1 million rand. But be that as it may, so today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mulana Musa Akudi with Mulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, inshallah, Mulana Arafat and myself. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah al-Aziz.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. My question is, Ustad, when is our Palestinian brothers going to get military help, as they cannot rely upon the United Nations, who are two-faced puppets of America, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You don't expect help from United Nations or United States, or you must remember United Kingdom. As Biden met, you must remember King Charles, you see. But he is not King Charles, he's the adulterer Charles. When he was married to Diana, he was busy with his chameleon. And Biden, you know, he can't get finished with his nappies and so forth. So he meets Sunak, the master meeting his poodle, the Indian poodle, you see, and telling him and commanding him, this is what we're going to do. So you don't expect help from them. You must speak of the Arab regimes, Muslim countries. What is Saudi Arabia doing? They got stockpiles and stockpiles. Half the time they don't even know how to use the arms they have. You ask Emirates, you ask Bahrain, you ask Morocco, you ask Egypt, you ask Jordan, all these countries, murtad shaitans who are making peace with Israel and so forth. So not one of them. You know my fatwa and verdict that Shia a kuffar, but what is the truth? We must speak. So only Iran is giving them real arms and ammunition, and that is why George Galloway says the Iranians are Muslims because they are helping, you must remember, Palestine. So George, there we disagree with you. So if Hugo Chavez is helping the Palestinians when he was alive, does that make him Muslim? You see the futility and weakness of your argument, George. You could have done better. So you must remember that Shias are kuffar, but they are helping Palestinians with arms and ammunition. That's very good. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-deen bi rajul al-fajir. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah will assist this religion of Islam with non-Muslims also. So that is what you are saying. Shame on the Arabs. Waylul lil Arab. Woe and disgrace and destruction for them. They can't even help the Palestinians. Leave help. And they'll give some money and so forth. But arms, ammunition, nothing. But they will welcome the Israelis and give them red carpet treatment.
I've got Sister Fiona. She says that, do you still support Israel after seeing what they are doing now in harming the Palestinians? Then search Gaza on Twitter. If you don't know, Sister Fiona, Ustad.
Yes, you must ask the Jutlas that we're on the same page, my sister Fiona. She's asking, do you, meaning the Jutlas and the Zionists and the murderers, remember who are supporting the other murderers? When they murder, then they run away to other countries. Every second, third Israeli has a dual passport. So you don't know what which passport they travel and so forth and so on. So that is what's happening. That go to Gaza. Always use the Islamic terminology. where Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in the year 150, where Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great-great-grandfather Hashim is buried there, where the Muslims, Gaza, the place where the jihad and the mujahideen used to mobilize, organize themselves. First of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu conquers Egypt, Cairo and those areas. Before that, where they were? They were in Gaza, mobilizing everybody, and then they come through the border, and that time no border, and that they come through that Arish and so forth, and straight into Egypt. So that is how you must remember the Mujahideen. So our Mujahideen are there. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Breaking news, Ustad. Last night we had Brother Ibrahim Anderson. I see this morning we've got our beloved brother Abdullah Van Veek. He says, Assalamu alaikum, dear respected Mufti Saab. Help us with the shahada of March 3 cousins who choose their names, Fatima, Aisha, and Khalifa. Affidavit done yesterday. This is from Abdullah Van Veek. We are ready. Over to you, Ustad.
So these are three females, right?
Yes, Ustad.
Right. So yesterday we had 11 men. MashaAllah, courtesy of Brother Ibrahim Anderson. So MashaAllah, Allah reward you, my Brother Ibrahim Anderson. To you, my Brother Abdullah Van Veek, Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you, bless your family and all of you.
Ameen.
You all have become the ambassadors of Islam. So our three sisters, Fatima, and then Khalifa, and the third name was?
Aisha.
Aisha, MashaAllah, all excellent names. Affidavit done, everything done. Come you, my three sisters, wonderful, beautiful names. And now you're going to read the Shahada officially, and we will make dua for you, supplicate to Almighty Allah. Allah keeps our Iman, our Islam in that intact.
Ameen.
And we pass away and leave this world with perfect Iman and Islam. So read, my sisters, three of you. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, wa rasuluh. You are Muslims now, my sisters. You must learn about Islam. And wherever you are, contact the imams and so forth. And they will make arrangements for you, inshallah. Let's read the translation and you will repeat after me. I bear witness that truly, there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. Except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the same thing, one is Arabic, one is English, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the final and the last, the final and the last messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. The last messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala has made you so pure and cleanse you.
Ameen.
Chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. You are like newborn babies. Your sins are forgiven. Habibuna Mustafa, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. Verily, Islam expunges and erases the vices of the past. Hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. Shalom, shalom. What you say? He was cursing Ibrahim Anderson last night. He was cursing me last night. He said, why are these people embracing Islam? Because you're a jutla. Say shalom, you're a jutla. And say you're a harami. So the more you're going to burn, the more people will embrace Islam. So that is the system. wisdom of Almighty Allah. Wamakaru wamakarallah. They plot and they plan, and Allah has His master plan. Chapter 61, verse number 8. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahim. They want to extinguish the effulgence and radiance of Almighty Allah Islam with their mouths and their mass media, their TV, print media, radios and internet and whatever. Allah says, nay, it will not happen. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will let the nur and the radiance of Islam, Allah's nur, spread throughout the whole world. Walau karihal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse number 8.
Ameen. I see. Sister Elizabeth says, who is smarter, Donald Trump or Barack Obama, a.k.a. Ustad?
Both the war criminals. Barack Obama was asked, you must remember that why is he killing innocent people in Pakistan, Waziristan? He said, I am the first black president of America, and we are showing how strong we are. It's like taking out the AK-47 and shooting babies and children and saying how strong you are. So they were sending drones after drones, murdering innocent people there in Pakistan. Who's the war criminal, Putin or your people? That your leaders in America, President George Bush Senior, Junior, and Clinton, and everybody else, remember. So Biden and Trump and so forth. Why Trump couldn't close? You must remember Gitmo. Why Trump was supporting Israel so much? He moved their embassy of America from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, stealing the land of the Syrians, Golan Heights, name it, Trump Heights. So he was a narcissist and is a narcissist, and the egoist and so forth. So remember both shaitans as far as we're concerned.
I see Jonathan says, so tell me, AK, how did Israel grow so powerful despite all the problems faced by Israel?
I told you that you're asking the same question in different ways. You did nothing. It's all American support and it's all European support. You came there as beggars. You came there as squatters. You came there without anything. Then when you got the outside support from Britain, America and Western countries, then you had massacring gangs, murderous gangs. If you want, go read your Haaretz newspaper and your own history of Israel. Go read what Ilan Pape say. Go read what Chomsky say. Go read what your own Jutlas have to say. You had the Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N. You had the Stern gang. You had the Haganah gang. You had them murdering the Palestinians who welcomed you because of their golden hearts. And you are a cursed nation, Jonathan, and Shalom. You're no chosen nation. You are a murderers of babies and civilians. And you are going to tell me you made progress. Is that your progress? For what today there's so much protest in Israel? Because Allah says, chapter 59, verse 14, Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that your hearts are united. You are united, but your hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi annahum qawmul la yaqilun. You're a people who got no brains, no intelligence. Which nation has intelligence when they're murdering babies and children? You got 2,000 children of Palestinians in jail. What crime did they commit? You steal their home, you steal their farms, you murder their parents, you humiliate their parents, they throw one stone and you go and lock them up. You think you're going to solve the problem? If I'm there, I'll do the same thing. So understand, for your actions, there must be reaction. I'm telling you now, Jonathan, you can write it on your front side or on your back side. So you must remember that. That is, you're going to lose the whole of Israel. Whole of Israel is going to go. And where will it go? To the Palestinians. All these settlements you are building, the Palestinians will be living there. And you Jutlas, Haramis, terrorists with your second passport, you will be going running away again. We make dua now for our three sisters who embrace Islam and our 11 brothers who embraced Islam last night. You must never fear these Jutlas. They are a nation, cursed nation. And Almighty Allah is humiliating them day and night. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين يا رب العالمين يا الله our brothers Ibrahim Anderson our Abdullah Van Wyk our Dr. Bilal and whoever else يا الله are giving da'wat and people are embracing Islam. Ameen. Ya Allah, keep on using us, Ya Allah, for Ameen. Your deen. Make us min al-maqbooleen. Make us from your accepted servants, Ya Allah. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our three sisters, our 11 brothers, and all those before them who embrace Islam. Ameen. Ya Allah, give them perfect iman. Grant us perfect iman. Ameen. Ya Allah, the enemies, the jutlas, want to steal Majidul Aqsa also. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtalin al-ghasibin. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik fa innahum la yujizunak. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta samiul alim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen, ameen.